A decade-long dispute between the top three airlines in the U.S., American, Delta, and United, and the top three Gulf carriers appears to have reached a resolution. But who came out on top remains up for interpretation. For years, U.S. airline executives and their labor unions have said that Emirates, Etihad, and Qatar Airlines compete unfairly in some routes because they receive what amounts to subsidies from their governments. Now, Americans for Fair Skies and the Fair and Open Skies Group are praising President Trump for protecting U.S. airlines from those unfair practices. But the United Arab Emirates is interpreting the deal a little differently, and both sides are claiming victory. For more on where the truth lies, I got a hold of Robert Mann earlier this morning via Skype. He runs airline industry analysis firm RW Mann and Company Incorporated, and he's a former airline executive. And I started by asking him what exactly this deal means.
Well, I think both parties believe it means different things, which is not unusual in an agreement. But what it means for customers is status quo. The Gulf carriers will maintain service that they presently operate, including some of the so-called Fifth Freedom services, such as Athens and Milan to the U.S., which has been such a thorny issue for the U.S. carrier and labor side. And the Gulf carriers will also open their books, so to speak, financial records to establish that they are no longer or have never been, depending upon how you argue it, receiving subsidies from their governments. So this was this was basically reestablishing the terms and conditions of the existing agreement and probably pressing down a bit on a couple of the thorny points that were raised by a number of U.S. carriers and a number of U.S. labor groups.
Right. Tell us a little bit about that. Remind us of the background here. What has been at issue?
Well, what's at issue really is ultimately it's the rapid growth of the Gulf carriers, the so-called Middle East three carriers, and their carriage of traffic from North America through the Gulf to points in Africa, India, Asia, and in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this had to do with competition, right? With U.S. airlines being able to compete in this region with airlines they said were subsidized by the governments in those countries. And obviously, U.S. airlines are not in that way. Has this agreement addressed any of those issues?
Well, I think, you know, this is a matter of some debate, obviously. That's the reason this issue percolated for as long as it did. And I should point out that not all U.S. carriers were objecting to the Middle East three carrier state of competition. In particular, carriers such as Federal Express, Atlas Air, JetBlue, Alaska, believed that the existing open skies regime was just fine. It was not problematic. They were able to compete in the market as it was. So it is not the case that all U.S. airlines were objecting to this practice. It was a select group, and with them, in a rare show of solidarity perhaps, there are labor unions. So pilots, flight attendants, ground personnel, mechanics. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting state of play. But ultimately, it's a competitive issue. And the issue is that, you know, the traffic that and revenue that historically flew or flowed over Northern Europe is now being carried via the Middle East. And of course, that upsets the apple cart. And hence, you have some really, you know, I would say histrionic claims as to, you know, what the end game would have been had there been no agreement to be reached.
Right. So overall, who do you think kind of wins and loses here? Every side seems to be claiming victory.
Well, I think, as you point out, and I would agree, all sides believe they've come away winners here. So I guess that's a great deal, right?
Yeah.
If everyone claims they're a winner, then what better deal could there possibly be? Ultimately, I really hope that consumers win. And in that respect, maybe there's a glimmer of hope in the sense that just last night, Delta announced that it was going to go back into at least one U.S. to India nonstop market, which it had abandoned 10 or so years ago because, of course, of claims it could not compete. So ultimately, let's see whether the U.S. consumer benefits. That would really be the cherry on top of this deal.
All right. That's Robert Mann, an airline industry analyst and a former airline executive. Robert, thank you so much for the time today.
My pleasure, Lauren.